to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. I'm calling you from America's finest city. You know San Diego, California is the place where we're doing it, where we have the movers, shakers, and innovators. Have any of you ever met a transformation enabler? I have one for you, straight from Canada, Johan Doden. She is a gifted transformation enabler with a passion for innovation in both human transformation and product development. She's a brain. Johan's mission is to continue to explore her potential and ability to realize breakthroughs in the potential of living organisms and non-living matter, quality of life, and doing so to contribute to the betterment of the human experience. Now, this is going to be riveting and revolutionary for me. I don't know a lot about the subject, but I am open like you, Brains, and willing to learn. I am so happy to have her here, straight from Canada. Johan, mouthful of marbles, forgive me. Johan Doden, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, April. So glad to be here with you.
Well, I am glad to have you here. So please, let's get right into it. I want to hear about your story and how you came up with this brainchild and the modalities that you use to transform people so that they are better to enable themselves to do whatever it is that they need to do.
Absolutely. I'm very, very happy to be able to share that with you. My story starts, though, I think it's important for everyone to understand. My story starts on a 100-acre farm in the Lower Laurentians in Quebec, Canada. Mm. And I come from a family of 11 children. I'm
Wow. Right
almost in the middle. I have 5 brothers, 5 sisters. And we were, of course, on a farm with limited means. But I always said that my parents didn't leave me a legacy of money. However, they left me with something much more powerful than that. And that's my connection to nature. Because on that farm, living all those experiences, I connected in a way that I didn't understand then. But looking at the processes in life, understanding life in that, looking at a plant grow, all of those things gave me a connection that was opening me for something greater in the future, which I didn't realize. So after, you know, of course, living in that, but living in a small town on a farm, you know, you have to move. You have to move on. So I moved to the city, got a job, and then realized that I wasn't being recognized for my work. So I went to university, got a university degree, and started a career. A while later, I stopped, put that career on pause to raise my 2 boys. So I 6 years, I took off and raised my 2 boys. But at one point during all of this process, I was always looking. You know, I felt I was doing the right thing, you know, got a career and got into that. And I'm a business analyst, now a consultant, because I became pretty successful. And
right.
I work in information management. So that success was there, and I enjoy my work. I still do, actually. And but there was something missing. There was always something missing in me, and I was always looking.
Right.
So I did like what a lot of people do, looked for transformation leaders. All the authors, all the good, self-help modalities that were there. I tried different healing techniques from Reiki to yoga to meditation. But there again, nothing was sticking. And at one point, I started to ponder the future of my 2 young boys. And as I looked out there, I didn't see anything good, right? I was getting nervous. I was looking at the statistics of the diseases like cancer, diabetes, obesity, and all of them listed like Alzheimer's and dementia. So I was looking at this and saying, oh my goodness, the future for my boys and even for myself in the world is not looking great. And that created in me fear of the future. And although that doesn't sound so great, it impacted my life. It impacted my health. My body started to feel the impact. My joints started stiffening. I gained weight.
Wow.
I couldn't rest. I couldn't sleep at night. I had a hard time sleeping. I had restless leg syndrome. Anyway, the way I look at it is I was headed for a brick wall. And I continued looking and I continued looking. And at one point I was overwhelmed with the looking, right? You get so much stuff. You get overwhelmed by trying to search for the answer. And then lucky, tremendously fortunate, Joanne had the fortune of meeting a very gifted teacher.
Mm.
Guruji Mahendra Trivedi is an amazing man. And when I received the email for the invitation, it said, come listen to a miraculous man. And in the hundreds of emails that I had, I said to myself, I don't need to listen to another miraculous man, you know, I just need some answers. So I decided finally to say, oh, okay, this last one maybe, you know. And when, I call him Guruji because that means teacher, when he started talking about his journey, about his gift, and how he was guided through his own divine to prove this and validate his gift through science, because his background is a mechanical engineer.
Okay.
So as he was talking about that, and he was talking about how through his thought process, he was able to impact crops and plants. He showed us pictures of mangoes that had a spongy tissue disease. And how he, in the next crop, everything was beautiful. The fruit was much healthier without any fertilizer, pesticides, herbicides, none of that. It was purely natural. And he did the same with other. He showed us cashews and how that the shelf life of the cashew was increased of 1,000%.
Wow.
So when I heard this, I was blown away. And I knew there that I had found my gold. I found that it touched my heart. It gave me hope, because, like I said, I was at a stage where I was really losing hope, and I was, you know, getting depressed. And
let me ask you a couple quick questions, though. I know that you were able really to connect with him because of your life on the farm and you seeing how plants grow and connecting with nature. But do you also think that this was a little bit, for the lack of a better term, paranoia, and that you manifested these symptoms upon yourself when you were in your downward spiral?
Because the mind... We are very complex humans, right?
Right.
And it's shown now that our emotions produce chemicals in our body, and that impacts our health. Our beliefs impact our health. So you could believe that you are going to die of cancer because your parents did or whatever, for example, or heart disease, and that will be true. Whereas the other person will believe that they'll live till 100 years old in perfect health, and that will be true.
Right.
You know, it's our beliefs are so, so strong, and sometimes we don't realize. So, yes, you have a very good question there, that I was, that those symptoms were self-created, absolutely. And the way, when I first, because what Guruji, my teacher, did, is he, what he called blessings, you know, energy transmissions, what I do is life force energy transmissions.
Okay.
And when I first experienced that, I felt the energy go through my body, and it was fixing things. I felt it in me. And I had a sharp pain in my skull that I was worried about. That went away. I had a hip problem from an old ski accident. And that was, 90% gone. I was thrilled. But then something even more amazing happened. My perception of life completely changed.
Wow.
I was able to get more confidence. I was able to see life, the beauty of it that I had, learned when I was a child, that beauty, that innocence, And with the Trivedi effect, what happens is I began to be more conscious about myself, right? More conscious about human behavior, about the problems in the world, about all of that. And what I learned is that as you raise your consciousness, your purity increases. And that purity allows you to become a better conductor for that life force. And I say life force. Some people call it the vital force, God force, and all of that. And, it could be anything that you want to describe, but that's the energy that connects us all and supports life in this world.
Now,
right?
Does this also map over into a religious discipline or a religious practice as well? Because it is an ongoing process, and it is a thought, and it is an energy, and it is a connectivity. But is it also a religious discipline that people would experience?
No, not really. I don't follow any religion. I was raised as a Catholic, but I was really turned off of that for many, many years. And
people get confused
at a hard
time. They get confused.
Yeah.
They don't realize that there are three, it's three entities. It's the mind, the body, and the spirit. And a lot of times people are really into the religious discipline, but they forget how to connect with that higher source, which is the energy, which is the life force energy that you speak of. So I totally understand what you're saying. Sorry, continue.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on. Like that energy is, and I, at this stage where I'm at right now, because I've been with my teacher now for 10 years, so I am able to identify that I am spirit at this point in time. And that's when, and I have so many examples if I could give of this. When you're in a quiet state of mind, when you're at peace, you are connected to your spirit. But what happens is that you go out and you live life, right? And then your brain takes over. Your brain makes decisions based on all kinds, your education, society, what others think, and all of that. And a lot of times that messes us up. Because our brain only knows so much, right? Whereas our spirit knows us intimately. It's an intelligent energy that knows where we're going, where we want to go, how far are we from our goals, knows all of that. And that intelligent energy, for example, when I do a life force energy transmission or enhancement, I call them, it's like taking a computer that's on dial-up. Dial-up,
gosh,
10 years ago when you dialed up and it was so slow, you wanted to shoot yourself. and taking that and bringing it to high-speed internet, like the fiber, the highest speed that you can get.
Right.
So you're taking your flow of energy and your potential. It's potential that is increased from a dial-up to high-speed internet. So that makes a huge, huge difference in a person's life. And what happens usually is the first thing that energy is going to do is increase the quality of sleep. And for me, that was priceless. That was priceless because during our sleep, so much happens.
Right.
Our cells recover. Our brain does a cleanup and a wash. That's what helps with, that's why, there is Alzheimer's and all of that. There is proteins that are stuck there. And when you're sleeping, that gets all cleaned up. that, so the energy, so what I'm trying to say there is that the energy, I can't instruct the energy, oh, go fix April's foot, she has a sore foot. No, I just connect April to her energy, and then that intelligent energy knows what to do. Because,
exactly,
for example,
and it's a lot of healing and a lot of cleansing that happens during your sleep. You know that your food that you've eaten, all the nutrients are extracted and they're waiting, the waste is waiting to be eliminated. I want to ask you, when someone is looking to explore this modality, what would be your ideal client? What would be the person? Because number one, they have to be open. They have to be willing,
absolutely,
and they have to want to practice and know this discipline. So what are some of the characteristics that a person looking for your type of experience, your type of work would be suitable for you?
Right. I could only describe, like, myself, because I was there, right? It's
right.
Somebody that has been looking for answers, knows that there is an answer out there, knows it inside, feels it inside, but just can't get there. Because I tried for years, and it's only after I was connected to this energy that I was able to transform my life, right? So that ideal person, it's not somebody that's stuck in their mind too much, because for me, I find that trying to convince people, I'm happy to teach them because I have a program that's designed to help people understand consciousness, energy, and go through the process. And it's very powerful because it has the knowledge, the practice, and the energy transmissions all together. So that is the ideal for people that are not solid with the understanding consciousness and spirituality and all of that. And others, they just need that boost. Because once you get that boost of energy,
right,
or you're connected and you're on that high speed internet, then the possibilities are opening up. You know, then you could move, and then what happens is the energy supports you in anything you want to do. But you have to be able to listen.
You feel free, you know. And so many people are trapped,
and they're stuck
in a negative way. It's a lot of that neuro-linguistic programming. Like you said, it's that negative self-talk.
Yes.
They're looking in the mirror, and they're not liking their weight. They're looking at their partner, and they're not liking their spouse. They're having problems on their job. All of that, like you said, impacts their sleep. It impacts their will. It impacts their desire. And so that's very, very difficult. To get over that. So I'm glad that you have found it and that you are able to share that experience with others. Can you give us a couple techniques that you might use or that we might be able to incorporate in our day-to-day life to get us on the path of transformational enabling ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. What I recommend is, first of all, any change that you want to implement must come from within, right? You could look for things. You could look for different things, let's say, to be healthier and whatnot. And you could follow what somebody else tells you, or you'll do it because your doctor said to do it or whatnot. But that never sticks, right? It's very difficult when it comes from outside of you. You have to somehow go in. And, you know, people say, like, find your why and all of that. And that comes back to that energy. That energy that says, you know, I care enough about myself to do this.
Right.
And I know the energy is there to back me up. I'm not alone. And I can do this, you know. Another good practice that I teach in my programs is self-analysis. You'd be amazed at how much you could find out when you go back to your childhood. And not with blame is like a waste of time. So you don't find blame, but you go and try and find out who were you as that pure, innocent child. What made your bells ring? What did you love doing? And that will help. And then when you go later in your life and you figure out the bad decisions you made, the good decisions you made, and you try and what was in play at that time, and what guided me one way or the other. And by doing that on a regular basis and asking questions like, why did I do that? You will get answers. You know, the answers will come to you. And that is so valuable, because I know for myself, I realized that I knew what I had to do. And when I had to go back to work when I was raising my children, I knew that I wanted to stay another year. I felt my younger one was too young. But I was sort of forced, you know, to go make money and, you know, continue my career.
Right.
And I decided, no, I'm going to try and find a home-based business and I'll do work from home. I wasted so much money, so much time fighting against myself. And then through my analysis, I realized that I didn't follow my guidance. I was following my brain. And then I realized how important and how clear my guidance was, but I didn't listen to it.
Wow. Yeah, well, you have really catapulted to the next level of consciousness and awareness, and I'm so glad that you are sharing that. Through all of this, through all of your trials and tribulations and transformation, what are now your true joys in life?
I get, like I said, this work, the life work of my teacher and where I'm going to, that gives me hope. Hope for, like, even we're working in, Guruji, my teacher, is working in a large-scale agriculture. So we have hope that we're going to have clean, natural food out there, you know, at a larger scale. You know, toxicity in the body, to help that, to help the toxins out, create medicines that are less toxic, create products that are less, that hurt the environment less. You know, there is so much potential. And it's almost like this intelligent energy is ready to bring into this world new advanced elements, products, base material to handle our world. It's very, very interesting. So that lights me up, and helping people as well. Of course, you know, I see young people that are stuck, young people that know this life should be better, and they're stuck in it, and they can't see out because they're looking out external. They're not looking within.
Right.
So I have so much... like I said, fire and passion in me about, that's what I mean when I say I'm expanding or continuing to look at my own potential and where can I bring this to the world and make a difference.
Absolutely. Now, how are your two young boys, how are they responding to this? You know, because I can give my daughter some wisdom or some advice, and she'll look at me like, really, Mom? And I'm like, I've lived your life three or four times already, so I think I know what I'm talking about. But are they receptive to this? I want to know what the millennials and Generation Z, where is their head at? Because this seems like right in line with where they're moving to.
What I always said to my kids is like, I'm telling you this right now, even if you can't hear it and even if you're not listening, because one day it's going to come to you. You're going to remember, oh, yeah, Mom used to say that. Because I did that with my parents, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
We all did that. So no, it's you got to – and teaching by example is huge.
Right.
Because I always remind them, like, you know the way my contracts go and the way it's easy for me to get contracts and da-da-da-da.
Right.
I show them. I show them, and then they see, and then they start noticing it in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
I think they get it more than we think. They get it more than we think.
Oh, yeah. My daughter used to tell me, it would scare me when she was small. She goes, Mommy, I watch every single thing you do. So that really made me be a better steward of the things that I did and the things that I incorporated in my life. It's been so wonderful talking to you here on The Edge. Joanne. I want to have my brains get in contact with you if they want to do some deep diving. They want to experience this for themselves. They want to follow you. How may my brains get in contact with you, Ms. Doden?
Absolutely. My website, joannedoden.com. So it's joannedoden.com. So my website has lots of information, frequently asked questions. I have some videos there. I have some blogs that explain and give people information. So, and then you'll see my Facebook and LinkedIn and all of that that you could access as well. So yes, I could give my phone number as well.
We always just kind of give email. You never know with the
sure.
phone and all of the strange calls that people get. But they are definitely going to contact you because my brains want this information. Thank you again, Joanne, for being on the edge with us. My brains appreciate you. My internal brain has been turned up to a different frequency. I'm going to look into this. I'm going to go follow you on your website and see how I can incorporate some of these things in my life and my teaching and blast it out on the podcast. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations. Follow us, like us, leave comments. Tell Joanne that you really appreciate what she's doing and how she's pouring into you and what's growing organically from that. We're planting seeds here on the edge, okay? Not just for a bush, not just for a plant, but we are trying to grow an orchard that is going to develop into something worldwide. We're change agents. We're thought leaders. We're innovators. We're motivators right here on the edge. Thank you again, Joanne. Please come back to the edge, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Brains.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a spectacular day, Brains. I'm counting on you. The world's counting on you. Bye.